We are back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and we have a caller standing by that has some words for Director Butler. Hopefully not derogatory words or anything, but go ahead, caller. You're on In Focus.
They won't be. I'll try and be brief, but we've had really good weather here lately, but a little time back, one of the most sad headlines was in the Manhattan Mercury, with the directors leaving. Best director we've had since RCPD was formed, and queried several of his employees. Everybody likes him, and more importantly, respect him. He's been very fair with everyone. We're losing a great, great person. I'm sorry that you're having situations that you can't continue on, because I felt real strongly that you should be president of the Kansas State University. You know the community. You can straighten things out. You've righted the RCPD, and I hope it doesn't get tipped over when you leave. We have a lot of rumbling right now about some political people want to do some moving around and changing around and this and that and the other. But I think they're just trying to make a name for themselves. But anyway, I'll calm down, and good luck to you and your family and your wife in the future. Sorry to hear about your problem. Everybody has them. But sometimes you can't handle them, but you'll take care of it. So good luck to you, and stay in Manhattan. We need good community leaders like you, and hope you get straightened out and continue to help the community. Thank you very kindly.
Well, I appreciate your kind comments. Just to set the record straight for your listeners, I'm not in the running for the Kansas State University presidency. I haven't applied. I don't plan to accept any suggestions that I should, so I just want to make that clear. I will say this. I was talking to Brandon during the break about the culture of the Riley County Police Department, and this is really important for your listeners to know this. Again, I've been in policing for over 40 years. I've worked in three departments. And early on in my career, and I've told my employees this, there were times when I really felt a little unorthodox in my approach to customer and community service. And what I mean by that is I really, really embraced the idea that no matter who you were, where you lived, or what your problems were, that you should be treated a certain way by a police officer. Sometimes I was openly ridiculed by my coworkers for that approach, but it never dissuaded me from continuing it and doing what I thought was right. And there were some very difficult times during my career when I did that. And this is why I'm mentioning this, because when I arrived at the RCPD, I found a culture, and I've only been here for 3 years, that really fit my approach to policing that I've practiced throughout my career. And I can't tell you how professionally satisfying that is to me. The irony is, in a place that I feel most comfortable, where I feel like I fit in based on my approach that I just described, is going to turn out to be my shortest tenure and shorter than what I had planned. That's a real difficult thing for me to swallow because I think some people might have a perception about the police department or policing in general, that if they saw what I saw in terms of my perspective throughout my career, they would feel differently about it. You can't, in my opinion, apply the experiences you've had in other places with policing to policing here, because I think it's very different. I think it is what it should be everywhere. As far as the political stuff that you mentioned, I'll say this. I do plan on sending another letter, and I may talk about it on the air at another time, about consolidation and accreditation in this department and how it's all set up through state statutes and what I think about it. And this is based on my perspective in policing. I think I have a very unique one in this community because of where I've worked in different parts of the country, different sized departments, but all being accredited. And I hope people listen to what I say, and I hope they respect my opinion about my feelings on it.
All right. Yeah, he brings up a good point about, we've been hearing from different candidates critical of some of the structure of the law board, some of the structure of how the board's made up or how it's funded. And I'm just curious, do you know, as far as Manhattan's concerned as a community, do we pay more to our police department than like-sized cities, or do you have that information?
I have done some research in the last year on that topic, and I found some research that was done back in the 90s, actually conducted by the City of Manhattan government. Here's what I think is factual, is if you look at a county that has a university like this and has a sheriff's office, has a large city police department and a couple of smaller ones rurally, if you add up all of those budgets needed to operate all those different law enforcement agencies, and you look at that budget and compare it to the percentage of the overall budget for those governing bodies, you will find that the efficiencies here are pretty obvious in terms of not supporting three or four different law enforcement agencies. Running a public safety organization like police and fire, but police especially, is expensive. It doesn't matter where you are. If you do it right, if you fund it properly, if you pay your employees a wage that will attract good quality people, it's expensive. But I can assure you it's a lot less expensive in Riley County than it is in other parts of the state and the country. The other thing to point out is crime here is dramatically lower compared to the state average, and that's been true for 18 straight years without exception for violent and property crime. And so you're getting good results. Additionally, the ratio, and I've mentioned this before, of police officers in Riley County per 1,000 residents is at about 1.5. 1.5 officers are needed for every 1,000 residents. The national average is 2. The Kansas ratio is 2.5. So you're talking about millions and millions of dollars extra that would be devoted to policing if our ratio of officers per 1,000 residents was either at 2 or 2.5. Because you need equipment, you need cars, it's not just pay and benefits. So the efficiency of this agency compared to others, I think is, it's, I've done this research myself in the last year or so, and you just don't see anything like this anywhere else. So it's expensive to run a police department. My personal opinion, and I'll get into this in more detail at another time, is it's just a lack of control that others criticize about the agency. There is a law board that does oversee the police department. All of those law board members, except for the county attorney, are appointed by our two funding governing bodies. So there is oversight of the police department. And that oversight, what that prevents, and if you look around the country, you'll know what I mean, is it prevents tinkering mid-year and for political reasons, the funding, the training, the staffing of the police department. And I could go in, and this, and what I'm saying is not going to be embraced by a lot of people listening to it. This is my professional opinion as a police chief for 17 years and a cop for over 40 about what I've seen previously when mid-year budget cuts occur, what it does to the stability of your agency, the quality of the people you hire, and how they go out and do their jobs. There's a lot more I could talk about, but Don Everett, the county attorney who started consolidation, I call him the founding father of the RCPD. It was brilliant at the time. It's brilliant today. Others haven't done it because it was a radical thing to do, and he was some kind of persuader to get people to buy into this. I don't think he would be successful today because things have become so partisan and difficult to achieve. Because you give up control, you give up power when you do something like this. Not everybody is happy with that.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. More with Director Butler here on InFocus, News Radio KMAN.